This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Today was the State of the State address, with Governor Bruce Rauner addressing Illinois lawmakers in Springfield. We thought we'd get a little reaction to that from Paul Simon Public Policy Institute political analyst John Jackson. John, thanks for coming in.
Sure.
What were your initial reactions to the governor's address today?
Well, I thought he was more conciliatory than he's ever been before, and I thought particularly when he went off script and just talked for a minute. Sometimes that's a diatribe, but this time he really recognized the Senate and the Senate leadership and the work they're trying to do to put together a package. So I'm modestly encouraged about all of that. And before I forget it, I'm even more than modestly encouraged by the fact that for the first time, he recognized the role of research universities and singled out the U of I and SIU as the only two public research universities, and linked those with, of course, Northwestern University of Chicago. And you've got to have a major commitment to sophisticated research, to higher education that develops that kind of research, and I've never heard that before. You can't have a modern economy in a globally competitive economic system without major university commitments. And he, for the first time, said that and singled out SIU.
Do you think, I wanted to get to that mention of SIU and research universities in the state. Higher education has been really playing a waiting game for almost 2 years now, with stopgap funding and emergency measures just to get these public colleges and universities through their fiscal years without a full state budget. In this mention, in your mind, do you think this points to more stable proposed funding from him next month in the budget address?
Well, I hope so. The waiting game's exactly right, and it wasn't just waiting and standing in place. It was waiting and getting the basic foundation undermined, not only for us, but also for the community colleges. And that really needed to stop. Now, to their credit, the governor and all of them, they were taking care of K through 12 reasonably well, although with a lot of uncertainty. But you can't undermine community colleges and the university and expect it to not come home and bite you if you're trying to develop the state economically.
You mentioned that the governor had a more conciliatory tone. He mentioned this buzz of this Senate package of bills that addresses a more stable budget, perhaps a full budget compromise. How, in your mind, does this differ from what we've heard from Governor Rauner in the past?
I think he's been all too quick to be on the campaign trail, and certainly his allies have just whacked away at the Speaker and the Democrats. And while he would be occasionally at least meeting with the legislative leadership, his allies were out just killing them in terms of public ads, even at times when there wasn't a campaign on. And so that was a very mixed message. Today's was a more positive and maybe a little bit of an olive branch, and the proof's in the pudding. They've still got to get the votes, and they've got to put some Republican votes on all of these bills. Democrats have made it plain they're not going to do it by themselves. And so that's going to be the test. But I think the tenor was more positive.
We heard him ask lawmakers to continue reaching across the aisle, work in a bipartisan manner. He pointed to a couple of things that were very popular in terms of term limits, redistricting reform, those sorts of populist issues that voters have been talking a lot about. Do you think any of those initiatives have any momentum in the legislature this session?
Well, the thing that's in the collection of bills is not term limits for everyone, but term limits for the legislative leadership. And that's what is wildly popular, according to the polls that we do, even more popular than term limits. He's not going to get term limits for all legislators. So the test will be, is he willing to give that up and just settle for this half a loaf? He might get some of this other stuff. Apparently there is a bill on workman's comp. It doesn't go as far as the business community would want, but it goes further than labor would want. that might be a viable compromise place right there.
These are all certainly things that we will continue to watch during the spring legislative session. Now, with just a minute or so remaining, what are we looking forward to in terms of the budget address that we'll get from the governor in the next couple of weeks?
Well, in 2 weeks, a lot of things can change, so we'll have to see what happens in between and how does he then react. I think he set the foundation for the budget address to be, again, more conciliatory and perhaps even congratulating them by then because they've got something done. If not, then the remaining questions of what are they divided on will be the focus of that address.
And we'll be certainly talking to you by the time that rolls around.
Okay.
John Jackson is a political analyst with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at SIU Carbondale. You can go back and hear more of the governor's speech at our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.